The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
It's a Surrey Storm Podcast and a bit of a special episode this week because we're going to find out what it's like to actually make your Storm debut. On the line, we've got Emily Gulvin and also Sophie Kelly, who, let's be fair, on their debut, both set Storm fans alight with their performances. Would that be fair to say?
I reckon. I mean, one was a little bit further away than the other. But yeah, I think both of them made huge impacts when they took on the court. The seniors, don't forget, they both made debuts in the Decade Blue long before they took to a Super League court.
Very true. You've obviously tweeted out this week, Emily, about what it was like being part of their NPL journey as well. So what was that like for you to finally see them take to seniors?
I mean, I'm a big advocate of when you coach an athlete, you are a very small cog in their machine. And I said in my tweet, I'm just incredibly proud. I had the pleasure of coaching, I think, which was your first year of Super League. You were in my 21s.
Yeah, I think so. Kind of 2017 year. 2017, 2018 was my first year at Super League. There was definitely crossover. Lose track of all the different times and dates.
But that's it. I mean, that 21s that we had that year was incredible. And you look at how many of those girls have gone on to play Super League and that we've even come up against. Even this weekend, we had Ali Housley and Leah Goss. And it's incredible to play a part. And I think you look at someone like Soph, who we've kind of quietly been keeping an eye on as she's risen up through the age groups with Storm. And she made a huge impact at 15. She made a huge impact at 17. She was a huge impact last year at 19. So when Mick and I were chatting in the off-season about which shooters we could potentially elevate from NPL into just a training environment, really. I mean, Sophie, as part of the Roses Academy as well, was one that we said, well, let's see what she can do. And she kind of hasn't stopped showing us, is the short version of saying it.
It must be nice as well, because Sophie, obviously, you had that opportunity to do it. But how about the others that could have quite as easily made training partners as well? Just goes to show.
Yeah, there's huge amounts of depth, huge amounts of talent. And, you know, the good thing about Storm, and we keep saying it, and it's not to discredit anyone or their journeys or their pathways, but you look at the England squad at the moment, and so many of them have come through the Storm pathway at one time or another, way before I was involved. I'm in this capacity. And it just goes to show that the depth of talent that is in this region and sort of where we're based. There are girls in our 17s, 19s and 21s, as I speak, absolutely chomping at the bit, who could slot into that Super League training environment and not miss a beat. And if it wasn't for COVID, potentially would have had an opportunity this year just to have a run, which we've done in previous years. But I guess for them, we just keep tracking and chatting and making sure they know that they're being looked at in the best possible way, and that we'll just keep monitoring progress, because they really are. I mean, we've got four girls in that Rose Academy long squad at the moment. We've got a 19s who I cannot wait to see compete in this new mini NPL league that's going to happen. We've got 21s that are, again, all firing and kind of just ready to go. So yeah, I'm always incredibly excited about Pathway, but this year, as ever, is just, there's lots of girls in there that could rise to this challenge.
Emily, your debut at Surrey Sports Park not too long ago, so thankfully it's still be in your memory. So what was that like for you, actually, just taking part as part of the seniors and finally making that debut?
It was amazing. Obviously nerve-wracking as well. But yeah, that kind of first step out on the court with the seniors, obviously at Surrey Sports Park home, it was amazing. Obviously my parents were there and super proud. And just for me to kind of be like, okay, this is very cool. Like, I've all of my kind of, in terms of your aspirations and that moment was sort of a real like, okay, you know, this is a big part. And then kind of getting to play in our first opening round of kind of the proper season, really, I guess, because that first debut was a pre-season game, which was amazing. And then to step out on court in, you know, that proper competition as well. And I don't think I'll ever forget that against Wasps. And I think we've probably spoken before about it, Andy, but just that year where it was, I stepped out against Wasps, and because of so many of those players had been at Storm when I was, you know, this unofficial training partner, no contract, no nothing, just coming along to training. and learning as much as I could. So it just was really special. Tamsin was there and gave me a big hug after. Two very special memories, and something I don't think I'm ever going to forget the feeling of.
People who follow us as well who are currently in the MPL family and the wider part of Storm as well. So what advice would you have for them?
I mean, obviously things are so difficult at the moment, just generally with COVID-wise. But in terms of kind of that advice for netballers in a pathway, trying to get that Super League and trying to get involved in Super League, I think it can be so difficult. And I personally have gone up through those different age groups and just taken every opportunity possible, really. And, you know, I got an opportunity to be in the 15, and then it sort of moved into an opportunity to be in the 10, and then an opportunity to be in that starting seven, and just realizing going kind of up that ladder. But really just kind of getting on with working really hard and enjoying what I'm doing in the moment as well. I think it's really easy to, oh, I really want to be this, but actually enjoying what you're doing at the time, whether that's kind of age group, MPL, whether that's at your clubs, at school, at unis, and just realizing actually how far you've come from, you know, the year before or a couple of years ago. And I think kind of always recognizing that although we've got those big ambitions, what we're doing really at the moment in that MPL pathway is amazing. You know, you're one of those top athletes in the country for your age group, and just acknowledging that that's really cool and really good, and that you just need to keep working hard, keep taking that opportunity to get into that Super League.
What was it like seeing Sophie?
Oh, it was amazing. I actually remember watching her playing, I think when she was in the under-19s, because I live so close to the sports park and obviously love netball, used to go and watch them play quite a lot. And it's amazing because obviously you don't have to pay a ticket, you can go and watch. And the Storm crowd would always be massive there, which was amazing. Watching Sophie playing then and thinking, wow, like she's really good. How old is she? Who's this? You know, like, and then obviously seeing her in our training environment. And I think probably our first conversation was me going, wow, I've seen you play and you're amazing. Obviously a credit to kind of the pathway and to her own hard work, really. I think it's always great to see someone so young with so much potential coming into your training environment. A little bit of a reminder as well that I'm not really a young one anymore, which was a bit of a strange realization that I'm 7 years older than Sophie. But amazing to see her in our environment. And then obviously for her to get that amazing debut and get player of the match, was brilliant. I love playing with her and training with her.
Sophie, when you came on the podcast with Grace, didn't you say Emily was one of the people you'd looked up to?
Yeah, I mean, it's so cool to know that Emily's kind of had a similar experience to me. So she's come through the pathway at Storm, worked her way up into the Super League squad. And I think it's amazing to have someone who you can talk to about past experiences and also get a bit of advice. And, you know, she used to be the young one in the squad and then now that's me. And it's nice to have someone to relate to.
I suppose it's only fair we talk about the debut. What was that like when you found out that you were going to take part of it? Obviously, we had the injury early on. So was it just a case of, look, it's happened, so now I'm on and I've just got to take the chance, really?
Yeah, I mean, when I was even asked to be in the squad to go out to Wakefield, I was a little bit surprised. So coming on in the first quarter was a complete shock. But I think I hadn't really had long enough to get nervous. I didn't have any expectations for the match. So when Mickey just turned around to me, so if you're up, I just thought, oh my God. And I just had to get on the court and just play. And I don't think I had enough time to feel nervous, to overthink it. But I just got on and played and I knew what I had to do. And it was really great having everyone else on court around me. They were so supportive, encouraging me, and I felt confident because I knew that everyone else had my back, which was so nice.
Storm fans are amazing because they're Storm fans and we all know that, but what was that like when you had that reaction after the game from Camilla?
I mean, it was crazy. Like, I couldn't believe what they'd been saying. When I was re-watching the game, I was like, they're being so nice to me, oh my God. But I thought it was so cool for them to think such nice things about me. But yeah, it was really nice.
Watched it back more than once then?
I've watched it a couple of times, yeah.
I suppose to all of you as well, we were only able to watch it on the Sky Sports on TV and on their YouTube as well, but what's it actually like in the venue, Wakefield? England Netball done lots of work behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, it's an incredible venue. I think none of us really knew what it was going to be like because, you know, it's not a venue that anyone's ever played at before. So the first time, obviously, we watched it on TV because we weren't one of the first match to play. So we were able to do that. And I thought it looked amazing on TV. All of the lights, the setup, the advertising, I just think it looks really professional and a really good image that we want to be put out there for netball. I mean, obviously brilliant in itself that Sky are showing all of the games. I think netball fans everywhere were buzzing about that. And then actually walking into the venue, it's always the same. One of those big venues where they've set it up and it just looks so professional and you just walk in and it's like, okay, you know, this is really cool. This is real. This is kind of the moment now. And it just makes it also more exciting, really.
I think the thing that I've took from it is when we started at Storm, and I harp on about this on this podcast, it's my opportunity to do it. But when we started and we did the voice of the guy from X Factor used to introduce all the girls, and it was, we had the blackout and we had the sirens and we had smoke at one point and we had dancers, and it was this massive build up. And that was the first time Super League had that excitement levels. And up at Wakefield, the build-up they have, even though there's no crowd, I mean, obviously, I'm not stepping out onto court, but even just as there is a coach, you get goosebumps. It's exciting, and they've done it amazingly. And credit to England Netball and everyone up there who's put it together, because as Em said, it is a professional, it's as good as it could be in this scenario. And, you know, there's almost that bit of us that's like, actually, we can play them all up there if you want. The travel's rubbish, but the venue's incredible.
Emily and Sophie, obviously, the game and when you're on court, you're in that zone. But having no crowd as well, is that difficult?
I think for me, I find it a little bit less nerve-wracking. One thing that gets me nervous before a game is there being a big crowd. But I think it's really nice because we're all able to communicate with each other really easily. We can get tips from the bench like throughout the whole game. And there are some crowd noises going on behind, but they're not... they don't particularly interfere and you don't really notice them. But I don't think it's not as good having, we don't have as much support when we're up. We have amazing support from the bench, but you don't get the atmosphere of a crowd. But they've done a really good job and it still feels like there's a good atmosphere.
I kind of this year felt a bit, you know, a bit sad really that some of our new players, Sophie included and other players as well, don't get that walk out into Surrey Sports Park, because that for me is like such an amazing moment. And like Emily says, where they, you know, they dim the lights and you've got the music going and, you know, there's 1,000 Storm fans cheering for you. And that's kind of in itself really special. And a shame that obviously we can't include them as much this year as we'd want to. And, you know, speaking to them afterwards and just having that support during the game. But I also agree with Sophie. I think I also find it slightly less nerve-wracking. I mean, although, you know, that everyone's watching on Sky and supporting and people are messaging on social media, I think once you get out on the court anyway, you're in the zone and you're just playing as hard as you can for yourself as well as, you know, for the fans.
And I suppose it makes that debut at Surrey Sports Park just that little bit special when that
definitely
appears.
I'm excited for all of the girls to experience that.
Sophie, don't know if you know, but it was actually Amy and I that invented the Josie Huckle Do the Huckle banner when she was at Storm. So we've got a little bit of time to work on yours.
Love it.
You knew that, didn't you, Emily?
No.
No? Yeah?
No.
We invented Do the Huckle and Do Here Comes the Candapper at the same time, season.
Let's go. I hope you weren't singing that this weekend.
How do we fancy the next couple of games?
I'm really excited for the next couple of games. I think we've shown already some things that we can do really well. And when we stick to task and we keep that error rate low, and I just think we just need to be doing more of that, and we all want to be doing more of that and want to be you know, being able to keep that error rate low. And I'm just excited that, you know, we have a week off this week. And I think in a way that that's kind of needed. I think everyone needs a little bit of downtime away from netball, apart from Sophie, who's at National Academy. but, you know, that week after, we're really going to come out all guns blazing. We're pushing for that top four this year. And I think this year, potentially more than ever, you know, we've got the team to do that. We're so excited for it. We feel that within us that we can do that. And I think, you know, coming from Mickey and Em and Danny and our whole kind of support team are feeling that as well. So actually, it's just really exciting whenever we play because it's a brilliant opportunity for us.
Thanks. Really appreciate it.
Bye, Sophie. Bye, Em. Bye, Andy. Work out how to leave.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.